Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. We begin on the very top line, Sif Yod. The Mechaber writes, No tell Odom Yodov Shachris. A person is allowed to wash his hands Shachris, the morning of Tisha B'Av. However, Vitzarach Lizar Shlo Yitol Yodov, he has to be careful when he's washing his hands that he doesn't wash more than he's absolutely allowed to, which means only Elo Ad Sof Kishrei Etzbiosov, until the tips, ends of the tips of the fingers by the knuckles. So you can only wash up until the knuckles. You can't wash the normal way that you do up until the wrist. The Mishneh Berurah explains the Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. This is the reason why you're allowed to wash, because it's not a rechitza shel tainog. It's a rechitza that removes a bad ruach, a bad spirit. Mishum ruach ra hashor al yadayim, because when you sleep, you have this ruach ra that's on your hands. And this is a similar, the havalei kimeluchloch betit ubitzoa demutter. This is analogous to having mud, physical mud or excrement on your hands. So this spiritual mud or excrement on your hands is allowed to be removed, and therefore it's permissible. It's not a rechitza shel tainog. It's not pleasure. And keikas of beisiosi b'simen tov reishut gimel. Now, I ain't shown the Bira Gro, the Vilna Gon, Mefakbek al Dinza, he disagrees. And therefore, Velochai nearly, Shalo Yevarech al Antilas Yadayim, Beshachris Achen Antila. Therefore, since there's a disagreement whether you're allowed to, you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on it after you make the Antilas Yadayim. However, you should make the bracha, Rak, Achash Osat Srachov, Yito Yodav. If you go to the bathroom, so then you are obligated to wash your hands, and then you can make the bracha. And again, you wash your hands then, Atzov Kishri, Atzbiosov, until the knuckle. And then you're making the Netilas Yadayim bracha because you're davening. And he says, I in the Sefer Mati Yehuda, Shekos of Demut Lichot Shod of Afl Tfilas Mincha. The same thing applies before you daven Mincha. The Havi Kimakabo Pnei Shechina, because you're also accepting the Shechina when you daven Mincha. O Ketvilas Mitzvah Sheitiru. This is not a Rechitza Shel Tainug. This is a Tvila, a Rechitza of Mitzvah, and it's permissible. Now, number Dirshu footnotes, number 37. Dirshu footnote number 37 says, Mishinoi Bukhala Shona Lito Yodov. Somebody all year long has the practice when they come out of the bathroom, they wash their hands three or four times. So then, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, in the name of his uncle, the Orchus Rabbeinu from the Chazon Ish, Shemut Lasus Kain Gam B'Tishabov. They can do so on Tishabov as well. There's also the opinion of Dayan Weissatzal and the Minchas Yitzchak, and also the opinion of the Mati Ephraim and the Minchas Shlomo. The issue foot number 38 says that when you're washing hands up until the knuckles, whether you're doing it by shachris or coming out of the bathroom, the opinion of the Chazon Ish is she'ain tzorch letzamtzim b'diyuk atzov kishri etzbaosov mamish. You don't have to be exactly careful not to get a centimeter over the knuckle. Actually, tobe revach tzas, it can be in that general area. Don't go all the way up to the wrist, but if you go a little bit above the knuckle, it is not the end of the world, because this is not a rechitza of tainuk. And he brings down as well from the Shelus Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak Dayim Weissetzal Madua B'chol Zos Yesh Lirchotz Rak Atzov Kishriyotz Boso. It says, why do we do it just up until the end of the knuckle? And he brings down as well from the Kaf HaChayim that B'chol Hashon Yesh Lirchotz Gam Es Kapos Yadayim. Normally you wash the palm of your hand as well to remove the bad ruach, but here on Tisha B'Av you don't have to do so. And he says a coin that goes up to Duchen, he has to wash all the way up until the perek, all the way up until the wrist. And somebody that is mechuyev to eat on Tisha B'Av, so he has to, let's say, have bread, and he's going to wash the tilas for the bread, so he also should be no tel yodav ad perek. He should wash his hands all the way up until the wrist in that situation. The issue foot number 39 brings down, Nitilas Yadayim Shachar Shal Koyim Osa Shana, he brings down the name of Chayi Adam and the Maisi Rav from the Vilna Gaon, Sheish Lin Okein, that a person should do so all year long, but only make the bracha when he's ready to daven. If somebody touches his shoes, or he touches a place on his body that's normally covered up, and now he wants to learn, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says in this situation that the person has to wash his hands as well. Even though it would be maspik shiinaki, though he could just rub his hands on something, doesn't have to actually wash them in water, but he says it's permissible to go and wash them in water. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Ula acha shini gev yodav, after you dried your hands off from washing them in the morning, v'adayin lachus ketzas, they're still moist, but as we'll see, they're not moist enough to wet something else, but you can still feel that they're somewhat moist. Mavir daleinim, you'll have to go and rub them over your eyes and remove the schmutz from your eyes in the morning. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chav Beis tells us, V'hu adin al yod al ponov yodav ragl. You can do this over the rest of your hands as well, and on your face, and on your feet. Kivin ein ba tofeach hamanas latviach, because it's not going to really make them wet. Because the dafka b'der havar, and this is only just to pass your hands over them. Avol roch tzom, to actually wash your face, your eyes, your hands, and your feet, behedja, by themselves, lo, that you're not allowed to do. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, however, if a person has like the dried saliva around his mouth, these ririn, miriri apeh, so then in that situation, he brings down from Shel Shuvas Or Letzion, mutu lichotz lasirin, you have to wash that off to get rid of it. That's no different than lichloch, dirt. And the same thing would apply if you have schmutz in your eye that doesn't come off easily. And he says, in these situations, you could even use soap if you needed to get rid of the schmutz. Likewise, if somebody changes a diaper on a child and his hands get dirty, or even if they just have a bad odor about them, you can wash your hands even with soap in that situation. What about using mouthwash? So Ramosha finds in Zatzal, and the Shmaisis of the Moshe brings down, even though there's no concern that you're going to swallow this, that's because it's very astringent, nobody swallows mouthwash. Nevertheless, also zos machmas isruchitz, you're not allowed to wash your mouth out, and therefore that's why you can't do this. However, he brings down the Chayyadah, that if somebody has really difficult time, they have very, very bad breath, or their mouth is really bothering them so much, so then yesh lahatir lo lishtof es piv bishar tainis tzibur, and even on Tisha B'Av, but he has to be very, very careful to make sure that none of it goes into his throat, that he doesn't swallow any of it. And he brings that as well from the Shelis Shuvas Orlitzion, Shemisha Avar Tipu Shinaim, somebody had some sort of dental work, and he has to go rinse his mouth out from the blood and from the other schmutz inside his mouth, so that he'd be allowed to rinse his mouth out in that situation. And if somebody has really bad breath, and needs to brush his teeth, so he brings that from Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weissatzal, Shemyesh Lo Mizet, Tsar Godol, if it really is bothering you, you'd be allowed to go and brush your teeth with either no water, or with just some toothpaste, but not with water. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Mishu istinis, if somebody's a very fussy person, he has to wash his face every day. And if he doesn't, he's going to be very, very uncomfortable, and he can't really go about his days without washing his face. So such a person, and only such a person, is allowed to wash his face. However, but the average person, most people, certainly can't do this. The issue footnote number 41 brings down that where you have a hetter to go and wash in this fashion, so a person should only wash in the area that he absolutely has to, only to remove the lichluch, he can't wash anything else. Then we continue with the Mechaber, and he writes, V'imhoye lichluch al gabi enav, if you have the schmutz in your eyes, v'darko l'rochetz b'mayim, you normally would wash it out with water, so rochetz maviro v'eno choshesh, then you are allowed to, as we mentioned, to get rid of that schmutz in your eyes, it won't come off otherwise, you can wash it with some water, because this is the habilei ketit, uketzoa, this is no different than having mud or excrement, but you're allowed to go and wash off. You don't have to be concerned about it. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Haholech lahakpil pnei rabo o aviv. If somebody's going on Tisha B'Av to go visit his Rebbe or to visit his father, or Misha Golden Man or anybody greater than him, oh, the Tzarech HaMitzvah is going to do a mitzvah. So then, over b'mayim atzavaro, even if he has to pass through a body of water, he can go into the water up until his neck, v'eno choshesh, he's not to be concerned that this is rechitza, and likewise, he has permission to come back and go through the water again, v'chein b'chazara mutter. Mishmur explains Sivkot and Chof Gimel. Afil b'chol, this would be true on a weekday as well. Daf the chiyuv alek lakpil ponav b'chol, because normally you don't have the chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe, your father, on a weekday. Mikol mako mitzvah, because there still is a mitzvah. Why? Shema yishma menu, ezo dvar Torah. When you go visit your Rebbe, you may hear some dvar Torah from him. So therefore, it's a shtickle mitzvah to go, and therefore you can go and even come back. This is the Talmud going to the Rebbe. But for the Rebbe to go to the Talmud, he can't go through water. If the Talmud needs him, the Talmud should go to the Rebbe, not the other way around. And likewise, two people are equal. They're both great Talmidei Chacham. One can't go visit the other one if they have to go through water. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, somebody has nebuch hemorrhoids, and in this situation he has to go and wet something to apply to the area of the hemorrhoids in order to shrink them. He has to put something on them, so he brings down from Mishael's Tshuva's Pri-Elio, Mutar Lasos Kein Af B'Tisha B'Av. You can do this even on Tisha B'Av. And the Kaf HaChaim writes, Linyan Harochetz Raglov Hakeos Machmas Hadero. Somebody has very tired legs and needs to wash them because they're very painful. Mutar Lasos Kein Gan Kein Mecham. You can even use hot water in this situation. Mishael Berurah Sivkot and Chavdala tells us you can come back when you're doing these mitzvahs of visiting your Rebbe or your father. The Mieos Lassus was not permitted to go back through the water, then you wouldn't go in the first place. Yimona Milelech Ledvar Mitzvah, and a person wouldn't do the mitzvah, therefore you have permission. Hitil Sofo Mishom Tchilaso. You can go originally, because otherwise if you don't let you come back, you won't go originally. Sifu Gimel. Haholech Lishmar Peirosav. If a person goes to go walking to go and watch his fruit, to protect his fruit, so over b'mayim atzavaro, he's also allowed to go through water, even up to his neck. Ben Hoshe is not a concern of rechitza, because it's not a rechitza shel tainog. However, here, abo b'chazaro also, here, you won't say, well, if you don't let him come back, he's not going to go. He's going there for his own benefit, so he will go, even if you don't let him come back. So here, you're not allowed to come back, because here, there's no purpose in coming back. Mishbura Sivkot and Chafei explains, v'tiru b'zeh m'bnei hefsid mamon. The reason why you're allowed to go in the first place was a financial loss. And therefore, v'yakim b'chazara, the lack of b'zeh hefsid, there's no financial loss, and you're not going to prevent yourself from going because it's your financial loss. You're going to go anyway. Therefore, also, it's forbidden to come back in this situation if you're going to go through water. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Yudalit. Haba min aderech v'ragel v'heos, chaos. If somebody's coming back from the road and his feet are tired, chaos means that they're weak, they're tired, and he needs to wash them. The Mishnah explains, Hainu shayu afev in sif katan chavav, Hainu shayu yefim machmas torcha derech, your feet are exhausted from the travels. So muta, then you're allowed to wash them. She'ein zeh machmas tanuk, this isn't for pleasure, el refuah l'chaskum, this is for the purposes of really making your legs better. So this is for medicinal as opposed to pleasure purses. The Ramah adds, you'll have to go and wet a cloth, a towel of some sort, a washcloth of some sort on Erev Tisha B'Av, but you have to let all the water out of it. It will remain just a little bit moist, but not enough moist to make something else wet. It's dry, but it's not fully dry. You're allowed to use this towel to go wash your face, hands, and feet, because it's not really wet, but it will still have like a moisture to it. Even this is only for purely for pleasure purposes. Sure, that's allowed, because kivin shehi neguva, because it's really dry, and you're not really getting your face, arms, or legs wet. This is brought down the name of the tour. The Shabur and Sivkot Chav Zayin says, it has to be dry enough. Again, that it won't make something else wet than you put against it. You can feel, so to say, that it's moist, but it won't actually impart any moisture to the thing that it touches. Otherwise, halaf halchi be also. If it's going to impart moisture, so then it actually would be usur. The issue footnote number 46 brings down v'chele inya nigov haguf b'machatos lachos with some sort of a moist towel. The whole shel suf's or tzion writes she'im, if in fact they are lachos that they can make something moist, so then if it's a shear tofeach hamenasatviach, then it's usur. However, v'meino lachos b'shirzeh, but if they're just, you can feel that they're not dry towels, but they won't make something wet, then it's mutter. He adds, she calls there kishenu menakeh mokum alichloch. That's only if you're just putting it on for sort of like pleasure purposes. But if you're actually cleaning something, then it can actually be wet. That's not a problem, because you're allowed to go clean it with soap and water if it's dirty. Sif Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, sicha, anointing with oils or creams, sa'eno asura elo shel tainuk. Again, it's only forbidden if it's for pleasurable purposes. If you need it for medicinal purposes, avo mi sheyesh lo chatotim roshi, you have some sort of scabs on your head, soch kedark, you're allowed to anoint them and put salves on them, put medication on them, as the routine is ruju kedarko, veno choshes, and there is no concern in this situation. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavches says, sicha mikrei bedover shedarko lo suchbo. Sicha, by definition, means something that you're anointing with, something that you're smoothing out onto with something. Kigon b'shemen, with oils, or b'chelev, or with fats, or grease, or b'boris, or with soap, v'chi agavna, or any other type of material like this. Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down, lis afer, or litzpo, as a susayim, to go put something on the lips, color it, to put lipstick on it, or to do something else to the lips. Maybe it means something like chapstick, so the Nitei Gavriel brings down, shaposh and shosh, that you're not allowed to do. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. Mishnah Berurah continues Sivkot and Chavches, and he says, for aser, it's forbidden to go and do this anointing if it's for pleasurable purpose, afilu losuch ever echot, even to do a little bit on one little limb, just put a little on your pinky. Kilo the common and simon tofri shudali gabi yom kippur, like we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem when it comes to the lochaz yom kippur, that you're not allowed to do this as well. However, there are exceptions to this rule. Kala achad nisuel, a kala that's within 30 days of her wedding, so kol shloshim yom, for 30 days after wedding, muteris lirchotz penesh, she's allowed to wash her face, even if it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, v'chein losuch, and likewise can anoint herself, k'dei shelo tizgan abala, so the husband shouldn't see her not looking so nice or looking in an unpleasant way, and it's very important in the first month of marriage that the husband should find his wife especially appealing. Sifte Zayin. The Mechaber writes, ni'ilas asando, wearing shoes, if they're leather shoes, they're forbidden. However, but other types of shoes, avo shall beg it if they're made out of cloth, or shall eitz out of wood, or shall sham. What is sham? So the Ramah says, pirush, klipe eitz, made out of wood chips of some sort. Vegemi, or out of rubber, mutu. All these types of shoes, non-leather shoes, are all permissible. Then he adds, vishal eitz, if it's made out of wood, but it's mechupe or, but it's enclosed or surrounded by some sort of leather, then it's also osur. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed tells us what the Mechaber here is teaching us is Rotsu Lomar, Afal Gav de Megin al Ragel, even though this, all the materials other than or, other than the leather, are in fact protecting the leg, Begam Osi Betsuras Minol, and they look like a shoe, Mamish, Shari, nevertheless, they're all permissible, because the Lo Nikra Minal Elishal or, the only type of shoe that's called a Minol, called a shoe that you're not allowed to wear, is a leather shoe. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. Tirshu footnote number 50 brings down, for non-leather shoes, but they're very comfortable, like our shoes nowadays, which are just as comfortable as leather shoes. So he brings down the Isser Ni'ilas Minolim and Yom Kippur. In regards to that, it says, Shemutu Lino Minolim Mishar Chomrim. Technically, you can wear non-leather shoes. However, he brings down from various Achronim that they were machmir not to wear non-leather shoes as well, especially if they're very, very comfortable. And he concluded over there, Sha'af Shein Limchos B'Yad HaMakilim. You don't have to protest people that are makel and wear sneakers or non-leather shoes. If somebody is capable to do so, it is preferable to wear barefoot. Just to wear socks and not to wear shoes if it's at all possible. And he brings down, likewise, Rav Oz Zatzal brings down, in regards to Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't wear really comfortable shoes, even if they're not leather shoes. Because the whole idea is you're supposed to have an affliction over here on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur by wearing non-leather shoes, and if the non-leather shoes are so comfortable that you don't have this affliction, he says it's really not ideal. There's also the opinion of Eliashib. However, he brings down shalemakilim for those that are makel and wear non-leather shoes. Yei shalmilis, well, they do have a leg to stand on, literally and figuratively. V'chein shemisha koshlo. If it's difficult for somebody to walk around with socks, they can wear these non-leather shoes without difficulty, without a problem. And in fact, the stipler goes atzal shef shalachol lechus benali gumi b'tisha b'av. He says no problem. L'chachili, you can wear rubber shoes, sneakers on Tisha B'Av, and he says that's the minhag Yisrael. However, he himself personally, as well as his brother-in-law Chazon Ish, their opinion was for themselves, Nogu l'achmer l'atzmo l'leches b'am polos b'vah. They only wore socks. The issue foot number 51 brings down, v'im hanogea b'hem tzorech l'chotz yodol l'tvilo l'divrei Torah. Now, when you touch leather shoes, you have to go and wash your hands. What about if you touch these non-leather shoes? You have to wash your hands. So he writes, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, Kozva HaChaim, B'Shem HaBen Yishchai, Sha'af Alpi Shehem Lo Nikroi Mino Linyan Tisha B'Av. You know, they may technically be called shoes in regards to the halachos of Tisha B'Av. Nevertheless, Hanogabem, if you touch these non-leather shoes, Tzorech Lichos Yodav, you have to go wash your hands. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish said, they're not called shoes, and therefore, you don't have to go wash your hands if you touch such non-leather shoes, because they're not called shoes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Aleph tells us if you have a wooden shoe that it's enclosed somewhat in leather, it's also osur. So he says it's on the top, milamala, the leather's on the top. Even though the bottom is made out of wood, it's still considered a leather shoe and it's osur. And he says, the huadinim ayah shall beg it. It's the same thing would be if it was a cloth shoe, umuchubibar milamala, and it had leather on the top. Or even if the bottom then is made out of or, it is osur. It is not allowed to be worn on Tisha B'Av. And he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, where he discusses this in greater detail. Then he says, Vinei, Afal Pisha also be Tisha B'Av, Ubi Yom Kippur Minel Sandal, even though you're not allowed to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Mikol Mokom, Hiskimu Habri Yachor, Mishuchel, Varech, Becha, Sha'os Likot Sharki. Nevertheless, you're allowed to make the bracha in the Becha Seshachar called Sha'os Likot Sharki, which includes thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the making of shoes. And the reason behind this is given in Deir Shu footnote number 53, the Tam is brought down by the Levush, Kivun Shemutu Lalechas Bevin Alar, Bemokom Sheish Sakon Sakrav, Uchadomim, because you are allowed to wear them in certain situations. For example, if the scorpions there, you'd be allowed to wear leather shoes, so therefore you make the bracha shasli kotzarki. He brings down the minhag of the Chazon Ish, however, it was not to make the bracha of shasli kotzarki until the night time. And this is based upon the Vilna Gaon, and also the Arizal. And in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, they bring down that the minhag was to follow the custom of the Gra and not make the bracha during the day, only make it at night. Then he says, V'yeshi rotsu litlos, esamachlokis aposkim, why is there two different opinions over here? Do you or do you not make shasli kotzarki? It's based upon the machlokis between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah regarding what is the purpose of the Birchas HaShachar. So if you say that it's made because that's the way of the world, and you're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for Minhagu Shel Olam, so then you would make it even on Tisha B'Av. But if you're making it because of the Hanah that you're getting from it, then you wouldn't make it till after Tisha B'Av is over. The issue foot number 54 brings down nowadays, Shenalayim Shem Tovus Mamish Kamo Shalar. Our footwear is so good, and we allow you to wear it on Tisha B'Av, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, there is no hetter to wear leather shoes, because if a person does need to wear leather shoes because they're sick or for whatever the reason, so nowadays our non-leather shoes are so good, so the hetter that used to occur in certain situations to wear leather shoes no longer applies. And he adds as well that if you're only wearing shoes because you have to go someplace like the cemetery, he brings us down the issue foot number 55, better not to go to the cemetery and not have to put on the leather shoes than to wear the leather shoes to go to the cemetery. Sifyud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Ovel Umenude, a person who's in Avelos or he's excommunicated, Shemahalcha Mederech, Mutar Benil HaSandal, they're going on the road, they're allowed to wear sandals on the road, Ukishyil Yir Yach Lotsu, but when they get to the place that they're going to, they should take them off, and likewise the Halach is V'chei Metish above. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kalam Bay says the Tam is brought down for the Magen Avraham. The Torah Gadol Lelech Yachav Derech Walker. It's difficult to walk barefoot on a long road. Avakusholik Lesod the Stomach Lir also Lino. But if you're going nearby, you can't wear leather shoes. Likewise, the same thing is going to the cemeteries, unless it's so muddy and dirty over there, or you're walking amongst the Akum. Therefore, if you're riding on the wagon, you should take them off. This concludes today's shiur.